Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
All right, AMA, as we do every single Wednesday at this time, you ask, we answer questions, of course, from Facebook, Twitter, and the text line. Shane Seltzer, what do inquiring minds want to know today?
Let's go with a classic. Any new movies or TV shows watch?
Yeah, I got two recently. I've got the Pete Rose documentary, which I started last night. Pretty good. Not truly spectacular, but solid. I give it a B plus so far. And then also, I'd say the Sopranos documentary on David Chase, the creator. I watched that, I think, over the weekend. Very good. Not an A, but I'd give it a B plus slash A minus. Solid on The Sopranos and how he conceived it. Really good stuff.
I have watched nothing new. I found a new
He's watching game
dog
film.
Park.
Yeah, we're back at that time of year.
Remember last year he had to stop the West Wing because it's football season. I got to watch game film.
Well,
okay.
I mean, it does take some time to watch the game. Like it, you go back and you watch and you rewind and all that. And I also have this living, breathing animal who needs to be taken to the park.
Okay.
So that's been a new thing. I found a dog park. It's really close to my house.
Nice.
And we can go, but it does take a little time.
I think Devin and I applaud the dog park, Richie and the dog park.
I love it. I actually feel like we haven't heard about your dog in a while, so I'm glad to hear that.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
he's big.
He's big now.
He's gigantic.
And taking up all your TV watching
time.
Too
big?
Clearly.
Because some dogs get, you know, too big.
No, he's not too big. He's probably like 65 pounds, though.
That's
which
hefty.
Is, you know,
it's
like when I got him, he was, well, when I got him, he was less than 20.
Wow.
You know, he was just like,
oh, wow.
You could hold him in the one
it's a
hand.
Puppy, yeah.
I also think it's worth noting that Richie literally has film up on his computer right now.
He's a maniac.
Yeah.
Guy's a maniac. Yeah, here inside zone, outside zone, maniac. All right, so let's do a couple more.
GoBirds86 on Twitter asks, question for the Hammer. If you were to hold a presidential debate, being that you want to be a future president one day, which WIP personality would you choose to debate and why? Let me add on an addendum. Obviously not Elliot Shore Parks because he already whooped you.
Why does he get to choose who he gets to debate?
Ask GoBirds86. 86, I'm with you.
I would say Ray Dittinger, and there's two reasons.
Okay. Yeah. You lost to Elliot, but you'll beat Ray? Okay.
I didn't say I'd beat him. I'd say Ray Dittinger because that would be the toughest test. And so for me, with everybody in humanity moving forward thereafter, it would only get easier. It's like how a baseball player, you know, James, sometimes in the on-deck circle will swing two bats.
Yeah, but you got to get elected.
But
you're not going to help yourself get elected by losing a debate.
No,
the whole
point
is to get elected.
James, you become a better basketball player by playing better basketball players or lesser basketball
being
players?
Being president is not about debating.
Did you have any skill to get elected. You have any skill in sports?
Yeah, I played sports.
Yeah,
I was captain of my high school football team.
And,
you know that.
And you know how you...
Well, how were you in football?
I didn't get cut in eighth grade.
I didn't get cut. I got benched. It was eighth grade. I didn't play in high school.
Benched.
This guy did not play high school football,
iron
let's be honest.
Iron sharpens iron.
Hey, Jimmy just kind of puffed his chest
out
a little bit.
I was captain of my high school football team.
Well, the irony is he's got one of those concave chests like Alec Bohm had a couple years ago.
I don't think you should be talking about anyone's chest, big dog.
Are you guys for real?
Big dog, dude.
Yes, he did.
Jimmy was the captain of his team, man.
I mean, what a bad team.
Yeah, we weren't very good. I won't argue that we were good. That's fair.
Wait, disgrace.
James, I feel like I've asked you this before.
No.
What position did you play?
I was a lineman. I was 50 pounds heavier in high school than I am now.
Okay.
And let me just say this before we go any further.
What does that look like, too?
It looked like fat.
How annoying. Would a pregame speech from Seltzer be to fire up?
What do you mean, how annoying?
The high voice.
It would be firing everyone up.
It would fire everyone up.
Spit would be coming out, but not
exactly. Rain it in, big dog, over there.
All right, James, let's do one more.
All right, Richie, this one's for you because no one wants to hear from Hammer anymore. Which fictional character do you most relate to?
Oh, it was, geez. Once upon a time, Catcher in the Rye was like the book I leaned into heavily. And it was middle school, Holden Caulfield. He was, I don't know, just sort of disenchanted with the world. And I was not happy with having braces and being 5'4" with my feet, with these feet that I have now, size 14, 5'4", trying to be an athlete and run around with those things bogging me down was not easy.
I think you're more like J.D. Salinger, the author who became a recluse. That's my opinion of you. No, I'm joking. Get out there. Get out with the dog more to the park. I like that. And with that, AMA, of course, we shut it down.
Ask Me Anything, brought to you by Busch Auto Group. Shop a wide selection of Nissans, Infinities, and hundreds of pre-owned vehicles at BushAutoGroup.com. Philly rides with us.
All right, so the Eagles, I had said yesterday, and I repeated it today, I think the Eagles are actually an average team. I think there's two things in play as I see them, and I'm wondering if you see them the same way as me. One, they're not as good as we thought they were. I would find it hard to believe there will be much pushback on that, but maybe, we'll see. Well, the second thing is, taking it a step further, they're actually just average.
You know they're going to get better.
They may get better.
Well, no. Don't say they may get better. We've talked ad nauseum about the fact that they don't even practice.
Well, John, other teams are going to get better, too.
They got worse last year, just for what it's worth. They got much worse last year.
Thank you, James. Thank you.
Don't you...
Point, bang!
Don't you agree that this team...
I do agree with myself.
...will... continue to improve, will work on their shortcomings.
Well, so will the other teams, John.
Yeah, I know, but we have better guys.
Tell me why they're not.
We have a better roster to work with.
I'm going
to
ask you a direct question. Why are they not average? I mean, listen, convince me. I hope you can.
Stars.
Okay.
And the offense is headed up by a guy in Kellen Moore who knows how to utilize the stars.
Does he? Well, I'm not sure about that. I am not a fan through two games. Sorry.
Yeah, you heard Shield mention Dallas Goedert. He's been barely invisible.
John
barely
Dotson
visible
was
the
on the field
weeks.
For like 70% of the snaps. He had one target.
Right.
Like,
now, Dotson, that guy might just stink.
He might, but the point is you traded third round pick for him. Like,
well,
find a way
to get something for him.
The point is there are players on the field. They're not even being used.
Yeah, John, here's my point even about the stars, because there are stars. Look, I think it's a really
good thing is a progression. These passes, they go to who the quarterback thinks is open. If the quarterback didn't get it to the right guy, it's a work in progress. It's possible that's way out of whack, and it will snap into place. It will click this week. It's possible that's what happened.
Well, it's possible.
We have not seen it click. Clearly, it's not clicking. But once it does, and that can go along and complement the run game that we have.
If it does.
It will. That's the goal. That is the sole goal of this offensive staff.
You know, I think
they are smart coaches. They know how to get this done. I have a lot of faith that these players are really good. And you got Jeff Stoutland, you know, sort of creating the backdrop to everything. It's a matter of time. It is week three that we're heading into.
That's right.
Remember, I was very upset by the lack of practicing and the lack of full speed and the lack of tackling and the lack of real football. And I think we're seeing that reflected with the poor play.
Okay.
It will be better.
Well, we will see where everyone stands. 215-592-9494. Look, I know they got a good offensive line. I know they got exceptional starting wide receivers, although one's out for a couple weeks. And I know they got an exceptional running back. Beyond that, you know, look, Hurts is a lot better than parts on the defense, but I don't think he's as good as many think. And the defense might be a disaster, because if you can't stop the run or get to the quarterback, you got big problems. Your thoughts, are the Eagles average? Show to Cameron, John Ritchie on WIP.